Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Greg Reed is with us, folks. Greg's a member of our Brain Trust. He's an author, an entrepreneur, the CEO of a number of companies over the years. He's the author of The Millionaire Mentor, also Positive Impact. His new book is called, that he co-authored with Sharon Lecter, 3 Feet from Goal, Turn Your Obstacles into Opportunities. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Greg Reed, welcome back to the show.
Yay, I feel like a return guest. I love it.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back, Greg, as always. I was telling the audience in the previous segment before you got here, I was reminding them a little bit about the Napoleon Hill story about the miner that dug and dug and dug and never found anything, and then somebody came in and just moved over a little bit and found the gold. And I was tying that into my abiding advice that I tell people, I've been telling people for a couple of 3 years now, something that's as much a part of who I am and my message as anything, and that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Because people are going to be using shoestrings 100 years from now, but they're going to be acquiring them different. So you don't have to get out of the shoestring business. You just have to make sure that you're keeping up with how your customers want to acquire them and how they want to use them. And so that's, to me, that's my 21st century thought on 3 Feet from Goal. What do you think?
Well, I love it. There's an old little story. Real short is that there's this guy who has a little general store. Guy comes in and off the beaten path and says, "Hey, I need a pocket knife. You have it?" Says, "Oh, we don't sell pocket knives." Next guy comes in, "I need to buy a pocket knife." "Ah, we don't carry those. We have general goods." This goes on over and over and over. The business ends up going out and realizes, looking back, that they could have made a fortune if they only sold pocket knives.
Right, exactly.
So sometimes you do have to adapt, absolutely.
Well, and you know, there's another great story. In the previous hour, I interviewed a young lady who's a mom. She was a first grade teacher, and she noticed that she realized that she wasn't getting all of the capability out of her diaper bag, and she invented the next generation of diaper bags. Now, what in the world would you think anybody could come up with a better way to build a diaper bag? She actually did. She put a drawer, and she made the foundation of the diaper bag a plastic. A fancy plastic high-tech kind of a drawer that you pull out and put stuff in you want to secure. And she's selling a fortune, you know, selling a ton of these things. I mean, all she had, you know, she's just a mom. And she said, "You know what, I think we can do better." She moved over 3 feet and found gold.
Well, it's interesting you say that. One of the people, and talk about the shoestring experience even, one of the people we interviewed along the journey of Think and Grow Rich 3 Feet from Gold was a guy named Jack Mates. And Jack is the original CEO of a company called Velcro. And he talked about his trials and tribulations.
Did he tell the story about meeting Victor Hansen? Victor Kayam?
No. He did tell those stories.
Kayam tells that story.
Yeah, but the one of the coolest stories, though, the whole part that came in to be to me was looking for the thing. I asked him, I go, "How did you sell 5 billion people Velcro?" And he goes, "I didn't. I sold 5 people. I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I sold the head of the automotive, the head of aerospace, the head of..." Said they found the application and sold it to the masses, which changed the entire face of the planet.
Right.
He goes, "Sometimes the secret of success is getting to the right people and have them take the application."
Right. Exactly. And that's what this lady said, to continue that thought. She was out in the park road testing her product on other moms. She was walking up to strangers and saying, would you tell me about what you're looking for in a diaper bag?" And then ultimately she'd say, here's my prototype. What do you think about it?" She's in the park accosting people she never knew. Guess what? One of them said, "I love that. In fact, my brother's neighbor's cousin's aunt's grandmother has a pen pal who works for Kmart. Here's the number." She called the number, kept calling, calling, calling. Finally, they gave her an appointment. Kmart sells her stuff now.
Wow,
because
that's great.
Because she went 3 feet over to the park and said, "Hi, I'm Rachel. How do you like me so far?"
Well, there you go. And she persevered. She didn't give
exactly.
up the first sign.
That's
of
what she said. She said the first time I called, they didn't say, "Oh, Rachel, we're so glad you called. Where have you been?" They said, "Who?
Yeah.
Excuse me, we'll get back to you. Don't call us, we'll call you." And she kept, you know, she finally said, basically, I think it finally came across to them, you know, if we're going to get rid of her, we've got to see her.
Yeah. But so it's so interesting. Napoleon Hill, a lot of people don't know this, when he was sent on his mission in 1908 from Carnegie to meet, you know, the 500 different people.
Right.
Well, he was turned down by every publisher in New York City. And nobody would give him the time of day, and he kept beating down the doors. He kept doing what he had to do. And eventually one of the main publishers came to him and says, "You know, I realize it cost me over $1 million for every minute I sat in front of you telling you no."
Wow.
He goes, "Because I did not take your work. It cost me and my company over $1 million." He goes, "I won't from this day forward publish anything comes out of your mouth." And he goes, "Please accept my apology." It's so interesting how it works.
Wow. That's a great story. Well, you know, and there's all kinds of other stories like that. The guy who, Dr. Seuss, you know, his books were turned down by like 28 publishers before someone gave him what they...
I wish I only had that. Listen, when I did the first book, The Millionaire Mentor, I was rejected 268 publishers
wow.
in a row. And the 269th publisher said, "We'll take you. All you have to do is change the title, the beginning, the middle, and the end."
Yeah. And you said, what we're going to do is publish your book, not mine?
Well, you know, what's interesting about it is they knew more, but more importantly, it would have been so easy to quit after the first five no's or 50 no's or 100 no's or 200 no's. But the bottom line is it's the people that persevere. Think and Grow Rich was turned down. My books were turned down. Who Moved My Cheese? One Minute Manager.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Chicken Soup for the Soul. I just thought I was in good company.
Right. Now, you knew you were in rich company. But see, this is the issue. And this is what we're going to take a break in a few seconds. When we come back, what we're going to talk about is how do you know when to quit? See, this is something that this is the thing that vexes every person who wants to be or thinks they're an entrepreneur, who's in business for themselves. When things aren't going well, when you're getting a lot of no's, when there's all these speed bumps, all these walls put up in front of you, how do you know when to keep going? How do you know when to stop? When am I being perseverant and when am I being a fool? That's what we all face, folks. And most of us face it more times than we like. 20 after, right back with Greg Reed. The book is called Think and Grow Rich, 3 Free from Gold. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the sun, under the small business sun. We got something you can do there. My blog post today is on online data backup. I hope you check that out. Some my thoughts on that and experiences as well, and a recommendation. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Greg Reed, folks, R-E-I-D, is our guest. Greg S. Reed is the name of the book. Along with Sharon Lecter, the book is called 3 Feet from Gold. Think and Grow Rich, available wherever books are sold. Right, Greg?
Correct. Barnes & Noble especially, considering their sister company is the one who actually published that story.
Got to give them a little extra plug. What about your own website?
Mine is alwaysgood.com. Pretty
always
easy to remember.
Alwaysgood.com. No presumption there at all, right?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was at a grocery store one time, going to a cashier, and she kept going, "How you doing? How you doing?" And people kept saying, "Fair, fine, not bad." And I go, "I'm going to come with a double positive." 2 days later, I'm going through, "How you doing?" I go, "Always good." She looks up and goes, "How can someone always be good?" And I said, just like Jim says, Abraham Lincoln once quoted, "People are as happy as they make up their minds to be."
That's right. That's exactly
right.
There you go. That's exactly right. Hey, so alwaysgood.com. Check it out, folks. One of the things that, as I said, as we went to the break, Greg, one of the challenges of every small business, and I don't care how successful you are, you go through this at micro levels, sometimes macro levels, and we've all experienced this. When things don't seem to be not working out, and you're trying to decide, am I doing the right thing by trying harder? And as a mentor of mine used to say, Greg, he said, what you got to decide, one of the most important things that anybody has to decide in business is, do I have a fighting chance or just a chance to fight? What do you think?
Well, I think that's powerful. One of the neat interviews I did with a guy who invented something called string theory, how the entire universe is put together.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite bedtime topics.
Well, there you go. Well, for 10 years, a decade, he was shunned in his own industry because everyone said that he was a crackpot believing in his theory. And I remember I sat him down and says, why didn't you quit when an entire decade everyone said you were wrong? And he looks at me and said, I knew I was right.
Ah.
He says, the secret of success is when you find you're knowing what you know within your heart, and then you never let someone else dictate what you should and shouldn't do. He says, that's the difference, not your belief. He goes, believing you'll find love is cute, but if you go, no, I know I will. I'm on match.com. I'm going to my local church. I'm asking people. And you're laser beam focused because you know you're on to something. He goes, that's it. Most people just got to find their knowing, what they know inside, and don't let anyone dictate what that is.
Well, and the other thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you're not just living inside your head and your four walls. You got to get out and road test your ideas. And when people disagree with you, find out why they're disagreeing with you. Maybe they're giving you good information. Maybe they're saying you need to stop, but what they may be saying is you need to stop doing it the way you're doing it.
I'm going to go with you, Jim, but I'm going to add a little bit different, though, because a lot of people, see, unfortunately, buy into people's opinions rather than they do what they should, like that lady did, and seek counsel and wisdom. So opinions based on ignorance and lack of knowledge. So if that lady asked me about her baby diaper bag and I don't have a baby, I just give her my opinion.
No, I hear you. But you've got to seek counsel from people who are qualified to give you counsel.
Absolutely.
You've got to do that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, though, I believe that a lot of people buy into other people's opinions. For example, if I go and say, hey, I want to write a book to someone who's never done it, they might say, you can't do that. Why not? I don't know. You just can't. That's her opinion. If I go to Mark Victor Hansen or Sharon Lecter, who did Rich Dad Poor Dad, say, Sharon, I want to write a book, she can go, great, here's what you need to know, and then she's going to work with me and guide me in that direction. If more people would surround themselves with people that are getting the experience and the results they want, their results will start changing accordingly.
Well, the other thing, though, is, for example, I've had people say, how did you get this huge company to be one of your sponsors? You're a little company. How'd you get that? How'd you make that happen? And I just said, well, I asked them.
Mm.
Sometimes this is all part of the move over 3 feet thing, I think. Sometimes moving over 3 feet has a lot of variables, a lot of different ways you can think about that.
Well, absolutely. And one thing that you learn and a lot of people learn, sometimes you'll find that the most successful people are also the most accessible people.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people just don't understand that. But people getting started in any industry, they're happy-go-lucky. They're new. People at the top of their game, they got nothing to prove. They're easy, happy-go-lucky. It's the people in the middle are a pain in the neck. So if you can do your very best to catapult yourself and cut the line, so to speak, and go right to the front of the class, I guarantee you things will start changing because that's the people you need to be talking to.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're very right about that. You got about 30 seconds, Greg. Last thoughts. How are things going in San Diego?
San Diego is unbelievable. We just did a thing called Inspire San Diego Day 2 weeks ago. The mayor came out, gave a proclamation. We're getting our town back on track.
We need to do an Inspire America tour.
Amen.
That's what I need President Obama to start thinking about. We need him to inspire us more. And as Abraham Lincoln said, we need to appeal to the nature of our better angels.
Thanks for having me on, by the way.
Hey, give us the website again, please.
Alwaysgood.com.
The book is 3 Feet from Gold, Think and Grow Rich. Thank you, Greg, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.